It was late in the night, in the cover of darkness, a man named Nicodemus approaches the Son of God. Both pretty religious people. One a mere man, the other the God of heaven and earth. One a ruler of the Jews, the other the ruler of the kingdom of God. Nicodemus was a well-respected, good, decent man, a religious leader. And no surprise, the conversation turns spiritual very quickly with Jesus. But something goes awry. Maybe Nicodemus thought that he was going to teach Jesus something. Or at the very least, maybe understand what Jesus had to say. Maybe he thought Jesus would give him easy answers. Or maybe he was looking for something other than what Jesus had come to give him. But one thing's for sure, Nicodemus, this great religious man, is left puzzled, scratching his head and saying, "How can these things be?" And Jesus, never one to hold anything back, he says, "Are you the teacher of Israel and you don't understand these things?" It was salt in the wound. No, Nicodemus did not understand what Jesus was saying. How could he? Jesus speaks his word and it can only be believed by faith. Reason cannot grasp what Jesus is saying or understand what he means when he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Nicodemus, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus is, "How can these things be? Can a man be born again? Can he climb into his mother's womb a second time and be born?" See, Nicodemus, he's looking for a rational answer. One that would make sense, something that he could understand, but Jesus gives him something entirely unexpected. "Truly, truly, I say to you, Nicodemus, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Nicodemus, "How can these things be? None of this is making any sense." Did this highly religious Jew, who knew his Old Testament scriptures so well, forget the prophecy from Ezekiel about the Christ? "I will take you from the nations and gather you from the countries and bring you to your own land, and I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean from your uncleanness, and I will give you a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules." At this point in the conversation, Nicodemus is left marveling, and not in a good way, marveling in the way that a parent watches their child bounce off the walls with more energy than 1,000 hurricanes. Marvel in the way that the 49ers fan watched those last 5 minutes of the Super Bowl, left scratching their head, wondering what is going on here. And Jesus says to him, "Don't marvel, Nicodemus, that I said to you, you must be born again." Here he goes again. "The wind blows where it wishes, you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who's born of the Spirit." Again, Nicodemus is left scratching his head. How can these things be? When Jesus speaks his word, we mortal creatures just don't get it. We're left with more questions than answers. Questions that swirl in the night, in the cover of darkness. When the troubles of your day bring you into conversation with the Son of God. And you seek his answers. But something seems off. And all that reverberates through your soul. How can these things be? You're no different than Nicodemus. You may be a very religious person. Perhaps you're well respected by many and you try to live virtuously and do what is right, and yet Jesus has left you puzzled. Maybe you thought Jesus would swoop in and fix everything. Maybe you thought you could show him what to do, or at the very least, understand what he has to say. Or maybe you're looking for something other than what Jesus has to give. But one thing's for sure, anyone who follows Jesus in the depths of life are left puzzled at his word. How can these things be? And Jesus says, if I've told you earthly things and you don't believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. When Linda Holm found out that she had breast cancer, she remained sure of God's presence in her lives, but she crumbled emotionally. She underwent a mastectomy, 6 months of chemotherapy. Her husband, Dallas Holm, a musician, he said in an interview, "Sometimes in our valleys and in our sorrows, we believe that if we just knew what God was doing, that would settle it. But I'm not sure that would make any difference. Faith is when you don't know, when it doesn't make sense, when you can't understand, but you trust in the Lord nevertheless." The Christian lives by faith. And she lives by faith in the one who was lifted up for her on the cross. She believes in the Lord, even in the midst of the "how can these things be" moments. She believes that God loved her so much that he gave his one and only Son for her, that God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him and saved through his cross. When we see our Lord nailed to the tree, stripped and beaten, mocked and crucified and put to death by mortal men, and darkness covered the land, God in human flesh laid down his life for the sins of the whole world. We stand before the cross and the world stands still and the angels bow their heads and the Father turns his back and on his only begotten sinless Son, and we ask, how can these things be that the only begotten Son of God would die for me? A poor, miserable sinner who doesn't get it. Oh, Nicodemus, do you not know who you are and who I am, declares the Lord? You are made in my image. I'm the one who gave you breath. I gave you life. You, a mere mortal, I, the God of heaven and earth. You, a ruler of a house, I, the ruler of the cosmos. Oh, Nicodemus, don't you know that you're mine? You're my own. You are my child. You've been baptized into my death, into my resurrection. I have put my spirit within you, and I have given you a new heart. Oh, Nicodemus, don't you know that God so loved you that he gave his one and only Son, not to condemn you, but to save you? How can these things be? Only by faith. A living, daring faith that clings to the Word of God and would stake its life on that grace 1,000 times over through every single "how can this be" moment. Amen.